You can open your Bibles with me to 2 Timothy this morning. 2 Timothy chapter 4. I was back here in the Hallelujah corner. Amen. And the men of God were telling me how we ought to just continue singing and praying Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because we're going to do that for eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. And we need to get used to doing it now. We need to get used to giving him all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, because it's all about him. You know, when we make it about us, that's when we slip up. That's when we mess up. But when we make it about him, we can do all things through Christ Jesus that gives us strength. So he tells us, I'm not strong enough. You're not strong enough. But through him, we're strong. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I was reminded this morning that the Apostle Paul said in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, he says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty where Christ has made you free, and be entangled not with the yoke of bondage. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, okay? What God has set you free from, there's nothing behind you. Everything is in front of you and I. The Bible says, for who the Son is made free is free indeed. Amen? Amen. So we're going to operate. We're moving in the freedom of God. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to his student Timothy, he was in a place where he thought that everyone had forsook him. But according to the word, not everyone. There were some that did, but not everyone had forsook him. But he was at that place where he felt like he was all alone, that nobody was with him. So look with me in 2 Timothy chapter 4 for our text today, and it's found in verse number, I'll start reading in verse number 16. The Apostle Paul said this. He said, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, or from Nero. And verse number 18 is where I want to focus our attention for our message this morning. It says, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever, amen. Today we're going to, the title of this morning's message is, Can We Boldly Say? We're looking at our confidence, our deliverance, and our preservation, amen. Our confidence, our deliverance, and our preservation. So can we lift the word together and make a declaration together in the house today? Repeat after me, say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. We may boldly say, you know, when I was looking at that, he says, he opens verse 18, he says, and the Lord shall. And the Lord shall. In other words, he didn't say the Lord might. He didn't say the Lord may, maybe the Lord will, but it was a positive declaration. It was a bold statement. He said it with confidence, the Lord shall. So first we want to look at our confidence. So look with me in Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 6. And again, listen to me. The Apostle Paul was at a place where he was feeling that he was by himself. He wasn't by himself, but his emotions and his feelings was that he was alone. Amen? And over, in other words, then he has to start speaking the word to overcome the deception. Amen? And in Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 6, the word of God says this, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. In other words, the Apostle Paul says, even though my feelings are feeling one thing, God's word and his promises declared to me another, and I'm going to be standing on his promises. We sang songs in the church, standing on the promises of God. Amen. And what we're doing is we're standing on his word. So look with me in Psalms chapter 20. We're talking about confidence. In Psalms 20, verse number 6, the word of God declares, now know I that the Lord saveth, comes from the Hebrew word yalshal, which means to deliver or to free or to watch over. He says, now know that I, the Lord, saveth his anointed. Look to the one next to you and say, you're his anointed. Amen. God saves his anointed, and he will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. In other words, some are trusting in the natural. Some are trusting in the strength of man, but we are trusting in the strength of our Almighty God. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Therefore, I would rather glorify him in my infirmities, that the power of God will rest upon me and will rest upon you. Amen? Amen? Paul says, hey, Paul was man that was persuaded. In Romans 8, he said, I'm persuaded neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature is able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. In other words, no matter what you're going through, God wants you to understand those things that you're going through will not separate you from his love. They will not separate you from your things of the world will when you look in the world's mindset. You know, he says to you and I, the prophet Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah chapter 12, Isaiah 12, verse number 2. He said this, he said, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has also become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. We used to sing that song in the old church, drinking at the springs of living water.
Drinking at the springs of living water. Happy now am I, my soul is satisfied. Drinking at the springs of living water. A wonderful and bountiful supply.
This is why
I am so happy. This is why I am so free. I've been drinking at the well of full salvation. So won't you come and have a drink with me?
Hallelujah. You ought to be clapping. Hallelujah. That's a celebrating for us. Amen. God says, hey, don't let the things of this world steal your confidence. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long.
Hallelujah. I couldn't say it as good as they could sing it. You know, when we look at the Psalms, they're songs. And in heaven, for eternity, we're going to be singing songs. And we ought to get used to singing. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
In my heart, there rings a melody.
I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. 'Tis a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody of love.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Look with me to at Hebrews chapter 3. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How many know that it takes all parts working together? Amen. You know, the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 12, there's a word of warning. He says, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, what is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end. Say, he that has begun a good work in me is faithful to complete it. I want to give him praise. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're starting in my life. Give him some praise. Hallelujah. You know, the word of God tells us in everything to give thanks, for that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. So no matter what comes our way, no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises up, God will condemn. The word of God will condemn. So he reminds us, the Apostle Paul says, the Lord shall. Amen. And we got to get that mentality. We got to believe God's word and make God's word greater than whatever circumstance or situation that we're facing. No matter what battle we are facing, God is greater. God is greater. God is greater. He says that the Lord shall, secondly, deliver me from every evil work. He's our deliverer. He's our deliverer. Not only we're to have confidence in the one that delivers us. Look at me in Job chapter 5. How many know that Job went through some stuff? Hello? How many know that Job went through more than most of us are going through in the room? Hallelujah. I mean, let's look at reality. And Job chapter 5, verse number 17. Behold, we're teaching on them on Wednesday nights. And everywhere I look, I keep seeing them. Behold, witness something remarkable, extraordinary. Happy is the man whom God correcteth. Wait a minute. Hello? Therefore, despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. Because who he loves, he spanks. Daddy said, spare the rod, spoil the child. My daddy chastened me. he gave me the rod of correction, all right? I've shared it before. I did something really bad. I mean, I had a spanking coming. And Mama's famous statement was, wait till your father gets home. Because Mama didn't spank us. Daddy spanked us. And so I knew I was going to get a good one. And Softback magazines, the Life magazine and all the magazines that just came up, and I was padding. Man, I had it all set up. Man, I mean, I had nice thick padding there, and I was all ready. Come on, give it to me if you got to, right? Right? My dad never hit one of those magazines. So look at life doesn't work, okay? But in here he says, for he maketh sore and bindeth up, he woundeth, and his hands make whole. Now this is where I want to get your heart. He shall deliver thee in six troubles, yea, in seven or completely, there shall no evil touch thee. He says, in famine he shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh. Ha ha! Ha ha! Neither shall they be afraid of the beast of the earth. Amen? In other words, he is our deliverer. So look at me in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I guess I was talking about when I was bad. I didn't have to be bad. I was bad because I gave into things I shouldn't have given into. The Apostle Paul, as he's writing to the church of Corinth, he gives them a little heads-up warning. Okay? And let's remember, these are spirit-filled people. They're saved by Jesus. They're redeemed. He's speaking to the church. He's speaking to the body of Christ. He isn't speaking to the world. He says, he warns them. In verse 12, he says, wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Then he says, there have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Amen? There's always an avenue to escape. So we don't have to give in to the adversary. Greater is the one that is in us than he that's in this world. Amen? And he was reminded me in Isaiah chapter 46. In Isaiah 46, verse number 4, the Word of God says this. He says, and even to your old age I am he, and even to your hoar hairs or your gray hairs or your white hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and I will deliver you. Amen. So not only the apostle has his confidence that the Lord shall, but he also has revelation and understanding that the Lord shall deliver him from every evil work. But not only to deliver him, but he also said, and to preserve me. This speaks of the preservation or that to keep you. God is faithful. So look with me in Psalms 31. Verse number 23. And the Word of God says, oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints. For the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Remember what Solomon said? He said, pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before the fall. Amen. Amen. We're to humble ourselves under God. Then he says, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Hope in the Lord. What is our faith? Faith is the substance of things we hope for, the evidence of things not seen. So in other words, he's saying all the time that we're going to have, that not only does he deliver us, but that he keeps us, that he preserves us. Turn me to Psalms 37, verse number 25. The Word of God says this. He says, I have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. For he is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, and none of his steps shall slide. You know, the Bible says this. The Bible says the steps of a good man or a good woman have been ordered by the Lord, and they find delight in their way. They find a delight in their way because they're following the steps that are ordered for them. And when we get out of the step that's ordered for us, sometimes we get out of delight. Sometimes we step out of blessing. Sometimes we step out of protection. Sometimes we get out of the way. And then we say, oh Lord, why did this happen? Because our eyes were not upon him. Our eyes were not upon him. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. When you start putting those other things in front of him, you get tripped up. You stumble. You slip. But God is greater than anything the adversary is bringing your way. I was reminded in Jude, and the book of Jude. I was going to say chapter 1, but there's only one chapter anyway. I guess you could call it chapter 1, since there's no chapter 2. But Jude is the brother of James, the half-brother of Jesus, okay? And he's writing this. He says, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James, who is he writing to? To them that are sanctified by the God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. We're sanctified, we're set apart in him. We're preserved, we're protected because we're called. Amen. That God chose you. You didn't make this choice. Truly, you answered the call, but God called you. God called you to be here today because he had something that he wanted to say. And he wants you to get this in your heart that you're sanctified, that you're set apart for him. That you and I are preserved, that he's got a hedge of protection around you. His hedge of protection is around you. When you stay under the umbrella of his protection, that you're called. And mercy. Then he says, then Jude says, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Amen? Mercy. I don't know about you, but I need a lot of mercy. Is anybody in the room need some mercy? Come on. Is anybody? Hey, sometimes I'm just me and I get in my way. Is anybody else like that? I need some mercy. I need your mercy. I need your mercy. Sometimes I might not act right. Amen? Peace. Peace. The peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding will guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus in love. Love. Then he says this, not just to get this, but may it be multiplied to you. May it be multiplied to you. When I look at something that's multiplied, it's just not in a small level. God's peace and his love and his mercy is flowing to you and I, and it's multiplied towards us. And sometimes when the adversary makes you feel like you're not worthy, the adversary has you looking at yourself versus the one that God has called you. There is not a person in this room that God loves any more than he loves the next one. And you know what? There is nothing that I can do to earn his love. His love and his grace is unmerited, undeserved. Amen. That's what opens my heart and my life to rest, because it has nothing like the world. It's totally opposite of the world's standards. He goes contrary to this world. That's why he says we're in this world, we're not of this world. Amen. But he says not only that he would preserve us to what? Unto his heavenly kingdom. Amen. Just that kingdom as we were talking about back here a little while ago. That glory realm. You know, I truly believe just as it is in heaven is going to be on earth. He says, my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I believe his glory is going to fill the atmosphere. Amen. I believe it's going to fill the atmosphere. You know what it's going to really fill the atmosphere? When we get out of his way and stop hindering him from doing it. When we stop making it about ourselves and making it about him. Amen. You know, and then we can do exceedingly abundantly above we ever asked or even thought. Amen. But in Revelations chapter 17, verse number 14, in closing today, the Word of God says, and these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. And they that are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. The ones that are with him are what? Called, chosen, and faithful. And he says, hey, he says, the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and preserve me into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to you and I? That the Lord shall. That we need to have confidence to trust him and believe him at his word. He shall deliver you from every evil work. In other words, he's our deliverer. If the adversaries come in any way, shape, or form, the Lord is here to deliver you today. And he's here to preserve you. God never calls, saves, and calls and saves something that he doesn't want to keep. And you're a keeper. Look at the one beside you and say, you're a keeper. And husbands and wives, when you look at your spouse and say that, kiss them. Say, you're a keeper, and give them a kiss. Father, forgive him, for he knows not what he does. So in closing, can we just all stand up? He's the deliverer. Maybe you're here today and there's something that you need to be delivered from. Join us in the altars. Maybe something has come to steal your confidence. You know, Paul said in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he that has begun a good work in you is faithful to bring it to fruition or completion. When I look at Jesus, he's the author and he's the finisher of our faith. So let's lift our hands to heaven today in closing in the service today. If you need individual prayer,